Cuevas de Nerja sits in the village of Maro, 4 kilometers east of the town of Nerja, on the southern slope of the Sierra Almijara Mountains in Andalusia. The cave was unknown to the modern world until just over 60 years ago, until 5 teenage boys from Maro went out hunting bats one winter afternoon in 1959, squeezed through a narrow opening behind some bushes, and dropped into one of the most extraordinary natural chambers in Europe. What they found, geologists later established, had been forming for over 5 million years. Groundwater dissolving the limestone had carved out a series of vast halls, some 30 meters tall, more than 100 meters across, and slowly redecorated them with stalactites, stalagmites, columns, and curtains of flowstone in every shade of cream and rust and grey. In the central chamber, called the Hall of the Cataclysm, a single fused stalactite and stalagmite rises 32 meters in unbroken stone, floor to ceiling, in one continuous column. It is the largest natural stalagmite ever measured. When you walk out onto the viewing platform and see it for the first time, most visitors simply stop talking for about a minute. That is the photograph everyone takes home. But the cave is more than its scale. It has been inhabited on and off for tens of thousands of years. Excavations have produced human remains and ceramics from the Upper Paleolithic, the Neolithic, and the Bronze Age. And on the walls, in chambers closed to the public to protect them, there is a series of red pigment paintings, stylized seals, fish, abstract motifs, which some specialists have radiocarbon dated to around 42,000 years before present. If those dates are correct, the Nerja paintings are among the earliest known cave art in Europe, old enough that the painters may not have been Homo sapiens at all, but Neanderthals. The dating is debated, but the question is genuinely open. Your visit takes about an hour. 5 chambers are open to the public on a self-paced route. The first is the vestibule, with a small archaeological museum and the story of the 5 boys' discovery. From there, the route descends into the Hall of the Nativity, named for a stalagmite resembling the scene. Then, the Hall of the Cataclysm with the central column. Then the Hall of the Ghosts, named for the shapes the lighting throws onto the limestone. And finally, the Hall of the Cascade, a chamber with such fine natural acoustics that the foundation stages classical concerts inside it every summer. A practical note, the cave maintains a constant 19 degrees Celsius year-round. On an August afternoon outside, when it's 35 degrees in the village, the cave is the coolest place on the coast. In December, it's the warmest. Bring a light layer regardless of the weather above ground. When to come, the cave is comfortable in any season. What varies is the rest of your day. May, June, September, and October are the strongest windows. July and August are hottest and busiest, but the only window when the International Music Festival plays inside the Hall of the Cascade on summer nights. November through March is the quietest stretch. The first morning slot and the last 2 afternoon slots are reliably calmer than the mid-morning peak when the coach tours from Malaga roll in. Getting here. From Malaga, it's 50 minutes east on the A7 motorway, exit 295, then 2 minutes on signposted roads to the free on-site car park. Without a car, take an Alsa intercity coach from Malaga bus station to Nerja town. Hourly, about 75 minutes, and from Nerja, a local Maro bus or a 10 euro taxi covers the last 4 kilometers. What to do with the rest of the day? Most visitors pair the cave with one of 3 things: the Balcon de Europa, the clifftop promenade in central Nerja town, a 200 meter limestone bluff over the Mediterranean, lined with cafes and tapas bars. Buriana Beach on the eastern side, perfect after a morning underground. Or Frigiliana, the whitewashed mountain village 7 kilometers inland. Narrow streets, white walls, blue pots of geraniums, and arguably the prettiest small village in eastern Andalusia. Photography inside the cave is welcome on the public route, without flash. No tripods, no drones, no selfie sticks. The lighting is dim, warm, and deliberately uneven, so phone cameras struggle in the larger chambers. The classic shot is the central column from the lower platform. When you walk out into Andalusian sun after 60 minutes underground, take a moment. You've just been in one of the largest natural cave chambers in Europe, lost to recorded memory until five teenagers found it 60 years ago, and possibly painted on by Neanderthals long before that. Enjoy your visit.